till the economy tanked, staycation wasn't even a word. There's a reason for that. Hear how only half the word resembles vacation? That's a hint as to the outcome of most staycations. At best, they're kinda like a vacation. At worst, they're more like a week spent in the gulag. Charlie and me learned this the hard way a few years back. We'd never taken a staycation, so we thought we'd give it a try. We even made a plan. Well, kind of. We'd scrape and repaint the deck the first weekend because it needed it wicked bad. Then we'd spend the rest of the week doing little day trips, you know, making it up as we went along. Trouble is, once we started, the deck project just wouldn't end, because that's what house projects do, right? They take at least 2-3 times longer than you think they're gonna. Why do we have to keep relearning this? We must have scraped for 2 days straight. We're already starting to snap at each other. Then we put a coat of paint on. That took forever. Then we gotta wait for it to dry between coats, so why not clean out the shed? And heck, why not mulch the yard while we're at it? Maybe wash the windows inside and out? That sounds like fun. It never ends. It never friggin' ends. Oh, our friends were wicked impressed. You two got so much done together. Yeah, well, don't think for a minute that it had anything remotely to do with taking time off from work. I did put my foot down about cooking suppers. In my opinion, if I have to plan and cook dinners, it's not a vacation. That's why I'm not big on renting a condo or camp or something. They always end up with me cooking supper like I do most every night of the year, only with a better view. I don't mind staying in a motel with a kitchenette, because that's not a kitchen. It's a small cooking area. That leads me to believe that only small cooking should happen in a kitchenette. I'm good with that. Making breakfast or throwing together a light lunch is fine, but when we're on vacation, I draw the line at dinner. However, on our staycation, the last thing I felt like doing after a relaxing day of manual labor was getting all dolled up and driving to Bangor for dinner and a movie. So I had Charlie go pick up a couple of Italian sandwiches one night, meatball subs the next, a pizza, and oh yeah, a pint or two of ice cream since he was out anyways. Then we watched some movie on the tube and see how long we lasted. To be honest, we did take a couple of day trips, but frankly, it was a relief to go back to work just so we could rest up. Don't let this happen to you. If you're thinking about trying a staycation, plan it like you would your vacation. First off, no house chores, period. That's because you're on vacation, remember? Come up with some things you'd like to do and schedule them in. Don't want it so set in stone, longing for more spontaneity? Take your list of things, write them on pieces of paper, and put them into a small bucket, a jar, a basket, whatever. It could be just the name of a nearby place you'd like to explore, a restaurant you'd like to try. Every morning of your staycation, draw one out of the basket, or more if they're small, and do it. This sort of thing works great for your weekly date, too, or long weekend getaways. Have an ongoing fun jar, or date basket, and if at any time you hear or think of something fun you'd like to try, write it on a piece of paper and put it in. Can't think of anything to do with your spouse this week? Bored with the same old? Not when you have this whole bucket load of fun things to choose from. And if one of you happens to draw redo the deck or straighten the shed, just ignore it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.